Welcome to the 10-question pop quiz for Chagiga Daf Tezayin Plus, three bonus questions from previous Masechtas. Number one, which of the one the Rebbe Meir was able to continue to learn from Acher because he could take what was valuable and discard the rest? That's on Daf Tezvav. Good. Number two, which Daf does the Gemara relate what happened to the four Tanaim that entered the Pardes? That's on Daf Yedad. Good. Number three, which Daf do you mean that Shadim are like the Malachi Asharis in three ways, and like humans in three ways? That's on Daf Tezayin. Good. Number four, which Daf do you mean that a person should never let a Shvus, such as prohibiting Smicha and Yanta, be light in one's eyes? That's on Daf Tezayin. Good. Number five, which Daf do we learn that Reish Lakish said that there are seven heavens, and he brings a source for each one and describes them? That's on Daf Yud Beis. Good. Number six, which of the one, according to some, the beams and stones of one's house will testify against him? Others say his neshama, limbs, or the Malachi Asharis will. That's on Daf Tezayin. Good. Number seven, which stuff do you learn that a Baskel told Nebuchadnezzar that he was ridiculous to think that he'd be a Hashem above the clouds, given the long journey of thousands and thousands of years to the Kisei HaKavod? That's on Daf Yud Gimel. Good. Number eight, which stuff do you learn Hanani ben Chizki prevented Sefer Yechezkel from being hidden twice? That's on Daf Yud Gimel. Good. Number nine, which daf do we learn that there's a machlokas if Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema and others had mastered 600 or 700 Siddurim of Mishnayos? That's on daf Yedad. Good. And number 10, which daf do we learn that Rabbi Meir attempted to get Acher to do tshuva, but children at different shuls each recited a pasuk that indicated his tshuva would not be accepted? That's on daf Tezvav. Good. Now the three bonus questions. Number one, which daf we have three reasons given as to why the Ma'amados do not fast on Sundays? That's on Daf Chavzayin and Tainas. Good. Number two, which daf when a foreigner can listen to the Megillah in Hebrew even if he does not understand the language? That's on Daf Yudches and Megillah. Good. Number three, which daf do we have machlokes regarding what presents one may send to a friend on Yantav? That's on Daf Yedalad and Beya. Excellent. All right, that concludes today's pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avram Golden Zichron. Wishing you a great day and great learning.